Breaking news, a new coronavirus case in Northern California, and it is a possible first in the U.S. Why this one has health officials so concerned.
Plus, we're learning more about the man targeted and attacked while collecting cans. Turns out he's a recent immigrant just trying to get by.
And they're popular in Vegas and Manhattan, and now they're coming to San Jose, the new hybrid housing option. Our top story on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area. This just in, a troubling new case of the coronavirus in Northern California. Good evening. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ken Bassetti. Here's the big concern. Health officials have no idea how this new patient contracted the disease. We have team coverage. Let's go to CBSN Bay Area anchor Maria Medina with some new details on this latest case. Maria.
And Ken, the State Department of Public Health says this is a possible first case of person-to-person transmission of the coronavirus in the U.S. among the general public. Now, just a half an hour ago, we learned the patient is from Solano County and is receiving medical care in Sacramento County. It's unknown where or how the person got infected. What we do know is that the patient did not recently return from a foreign country and did not have contact with someone infected with the coronavirus. Now, that raises the possibility of community spread. The State Department of Public Health released this statement saying, quote, "It is not unexpected that the first case of community spread in the U.S. would be in California. That is why California has been working closely with federal and local partners, including health care providers and hospitals, since the outbreak was first reported in China, and we are already responding." Now, previously known cases of person-to-person transmission in the U.S. dealt with people who were in close contact with a family member who returned from Wuhan, China, and tested positive for the coronavirus. Liz?
Maria, thank you. About 90 minutes ago, President Trump said he's ready to spend whatever it takes to deal with the coronavirus outbreak.
Whatever happens, we're totally prepared. We have the best people in the world. You see that from the study. We have the best prepared people, the best people in the world. Congress is willing to give us much more than we're even asking for. That's nice for a change. But we are totally ready, willing, and able.
KPIX 5's Kit Doe is live at San Jose Airport, where travelers are not too worried about leaving the U.S. as the virus continues to spread. Kit?
Yes, so spring break right around the corner. A lot of travelers are coming to a crossroads. Do you cancel those vacation plans or carry on as usual?
The State Department issued a level 2 travel advisory today for Italy, which jumped up to more than 350 cases over the weekend. Level 2 means Americans should exercise increased caution, but the CDC does not recommend canceling or postponing travel to Italy.
So the very first thing we said is, oops, we're going to be in some deep trouble.
Renee Schneeberger is the vice president of supplier management for direct travel and says the warning is a concern because Italy is the top international travel destination for Americans. The normally busy streets are emptier than usual.
Ai malati del coronavirus.
And Pope Francis offered prayers for victims as many in the crowds in St. Peter's Square wore masks.
What do you tell clients when they call and say, I want to cancel?
The first is we try to identify with the client what is the real question. So is it just a reactive measure to the news coverage? We often find that once we walk them through the process, walk them through the steps the cruise lines or the tour operators are taking to secure and safeguard their health, that often they return and say, well, actually, I feel much more secure. I'm going to continue to travel.
What's more, Schneeberger says suppliers are sympathetic in rebooking travel plans in affected areas with no fees or penalties. A fourth passenger from the Diamond Princess cruise ship has now died, which had 705 confirmed cases aboard. Schneeberger, who just got off a cruise ship himself, says keep in mind there are hundreds of cruise ships sailing around the world that are fine.
Alrighty, so we just got late word from San Jose State that they are suspending a study abroad program and also a foreign exchange student program with South Korea that was set to begin next month. Also, they have a study abroad program in Milan. They are monitoring that situation for now. We're live in San Jose. Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
Stay with KPIX 5 and CBSN Bay Area with the very latest developments on the coronavirus. You can access around-the-clock information on KPIX.com, the CBS News app, or your favorite platform.
We have breaking news in Contra Costa County, chopper 5 over a house in Pittsburgh. A short time ago, a man was killed this morning after an explosion. It happened about 9 o'clock on Linshide Drive near Sino Avenue. Emergency crews arrived. They found the windows blown out of the front of that house. A man was also suffering from major burns. He died later. Arson investigators are still at the home searching for a cause in that explosion. Concerns about a cancer-causing chemical in a West Oakland neighborhood going to be addressed at a meeting tonight. And that's where Andrea Nakano joins us now with the latest on the McClymonds High School closure. Andrea?
Yeah, there's going to be a town hall meeting here tonight, and we're supposed to get some sort of updates on the McClymonds High School situation. This after it was shut down last Thursday when a carcinogen was found in the groundwater. Now, in the meantime, the students from the school have been transferred to three other locations while state environmental health officials try to get to the bottom of this issue. Last week, a carcinogen known as TCE was discovered in the groundwater. The concern is that the chemical has evaporated into the air. According to the Oakland Unified School District, it did not affect the school's drinking water. Since last week, samples have been sent to the state's analytical laboratory to get an idea of how widespread this contamination may be.
The community's health is at stake, not just the people at McClymonds High School, the children that go to the school, but everybody is at stake.
The district is hoping to open the school sometime next week, but it will depend on those lab results. We should have an update on that coming up at 6:30 when the meeting starts. Reporting live in Oakland, Andrea Nakano, KPIX 5.
Tonight we're learning more about the man who was harassed and robbed while collecting cans in San Francisco. Video of the attack on the elderly man sparking outrage among the Bay Area's Asian American community. KPIX 5's Andrea Borba on a new video of the incident causing even more anger tonight. Andrea?
Well, Elizabeth, just a short time ago, we learned the identity of the man in this case. We will not reveal it, but we can tell you he's a man in his 70s from Guangdong Province in China. He's been here in San Francisco for just about the past 6 years now, and he earns his living collecting cans. Tonight, San Francisco police officers finally know who this man is. The video of an incident involving a Chinese recycler getting taunted and harassed with racial epithets and attacked with some kind of object in the Bayview district went viral over the weekend. Community leaders are speaking out against it.
All of us, myself included, I think we're just really heartbroken, first off, and feeling really hurt and just saddened that, you know, somebody who is really struggling to make ends meet and trying to do what he could to move his life forward was hurt in such a way.
It was heartbreaking to watch the video. It was just kind of sad to see that happen.
This morning, another video of the incident was posted to Instagram. We are only using a still frame of it. In the video, guards from a security company called Critical Intervention Patrol can be seen interacting with a victim, though it is not clear what they said or did. In a statement, the Napa Company CEO, Daniel Frankham, says his company is also looking into the incident. Our investigations unit is currently investigating this matter. While the investigation is underway, it would be premature and unfair to make any statements at this time. Community leaders say even in 2020, there is more work that needs to be done.
We're going to work with these communities to build these relationships and bonds so that we have trust and love for each other.
Now, we know that the man at the center of this video spoke to SFPD investigators this afternoon. Just a short time ago, we spoke with a man who is representing that man. We will have that and much more tonight on KPIX 5 News at 7 o'clock. Live at SFPD headquarters, Andrea Borba, KPIX 5.
Police in San Jose investigating a break-in at a popular restaurant. It happened overnight at Iguana's Burritozilla on San Felipe Road. It's unclear what was taken. The owners of Iguanas say that this is the eighth time their business has been broken into in just the past 2 years.
Lots of big developments continue to pop up around Diridon train station in downtown San Jose, the new kind of building that San Jose has never seen before.
Plus, a Hollywood director just revealed an interesting rule Apple has mandated if iPhones are used in films. What you can look for next time you go to the movies.
And the Bay Area getting a very important recognition when it comes to food.
And we are looking for showers in the Bay Area, and we may have found a few. We've got the details as we look south. We've also got forecasts when we come back.
And don't forget, we are streaming now on CBSN Bay Area. You can find us on KPIX.com, the CBS News app, or your favorite platform.